This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm now joined in the studio by Lindsay Allsop from French fashion collection Captain Tortue. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. It's really good to see you. So perhaps you'd like to give us a bit of information about your background. What did you do prior to joining Captain Tortue?
Before I joined Captain Tortue, I was a stay-at-home mum. I've got three sons who are now sort of grown up. So it's now given me a chance to do something that I want to do, i.e. fashion, something I love, something I've always been passionate about. But I needed something that would fit in very much with my lifestyle. I came across Captain Tortue. I was buying it from a friend. It's direct selling, so you can only buy it through consultants. She had invited me along to her home, and I fell in love with the clothes and decided to become a consultant about 2 years ago.
Right, and how did you start off then? Because you obviously had a blank piece of paper.
Yes, I had a blank canvas, really through word of mouth, friends, various things that I belonged to. People got quite interested in what I was doing. And I have events at my own home. I also go out to do events for other people, for friends. It's quite a social thing as well. So people like to sort of get together, have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. And I also do charity events.
Right, okay. And what attracted you to the Captain Tortue brand?
It's all made in France. It's very chic. It's a little bit quirky. Nice to see something completely different. Also, I'm not a great one for going to the shops, so to go into the comfort of somebody's home and try on clothes and in a more relaxed atmosphere really appealed to me.
Right, and so how often do they come out with new collections?
We have two collections a year and two mid-season collections. We have autumn winter, and then they have a mid-season collection to add a few party bits for Christmas to that. Then we have a spring-summer, and again, when the sort of summer holidays really kick off, they bring in some more pieces.
Right, okay. And would it be fair to say that you're like a franchisee? I mean, how does it work?
It's exactly direct selling. Yes, I suppose it is a bit like having a franchise.
Right, so would you then introduce other sellers into it?
Yes, the company is, they're quite big in Europe, but they're not so big in the UK. So certainly since I've joined the company, they're branching out more and more into England and Ireland. So you find other friends who maybe want to become consultants or, you know, you sort of get chatting to people. They're perhaps looking for something to do, something that will fit in with maybe family life, whatever, and they want to get involved. And it's great being part of a good team of girls who you know, all like-minded. We have a lot of fun. In fact, we've just all been to Lyon.
Oh, really? How exciting.
In France, to the launch of the autumn-winter collection 2018, which was
brilliant.
We had a blast. It was great fun.
Yes, it must have been fantastic. Yes, Lyon is such a lovely place.
Oh, it's
isn't
beautiful.
It?
Yes, yes. We really had a great time.
And did they sort of present the new collection?
The company is actually 25 years old this year, so there was a big party, and then they had a proper catwalk. It was a proper, you know, French fashion show. So it was very, very exciting.
That sounds wonderful, yes. Were you very impressed by the collection?
I love the new collection, yes. It's full of some cosy sort of winter cocoony stuff. There seems to be a lot of chenille coming back in. Some pop, sort of what we call popcorn wool, which is sort of slightly
popcorn
bobbly.
Wool.
Yeah, slightly. It's got that sort of a look of popcorn, so it's slightly bobbly. Some really nice urban looks coming in for the new season.
And then when will you get delivery of those clothes?
I get the new season on the 3rd of August.
Wow, so right in the middle of the summer.
Yes, so after that, it's sort of we're straight into the new season. And people generally do want to see it early on because it does start selling out very quickly.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, thank you so much for bringing all these wonderful clothes into the studio. So we'll just go through them very slowly. So first of all, you've got this wonderful fuchsia top, which is, of course, reversible. So you can wear it either way, which is an amazing concept.
A lot of their clothes are reversible, which is quite unique to the English look. Yes, the fuchsia top. You can have a round neck with a lovely gold strip down the front, and it's this lovely bright fuchsia colour. which suits most people, or reverse it round and you've got a V-neck, which again, you know, it just gives you a different look. I've teamed it up today with a pair of plaza pants in a lovely fluid fabric with they're sort of dark navy blue with a bright pattern on them. Again, it's got the fuchsia running through, but they've been very fashionable this year.
Yes, absolutely, and so comfortable, especially in this sweet heat. You know, and then you've got this lovely green jacket. That's what's that made of?
It feels like a faux suede jacket.
Yes, beautiful.
Yes, sort of slightly biker style. Lovely mint green, which has been a really popular colour this season. I've teamed that up today with a tunic dress, which is a white cotton, very cool for the summer, with mint green and a blue flower pattern going on it. That's also reversible. It's got ties at the side, slightly drop waisted. Again, tends to suit lots of people. You could wear that with jeans or with leggings if you wanted to.
Yes, it looks
wonderful. But both outfits, you can dress them up or dress them down.
Yes. And, of course, the top you're wearing is equally beautiful. This is pink with the palm tree leaves all over it. That's
tropical.
Gorgeous.
Yes, really nice.
Yeah. And what sort of sizes do they do?
They go from size 6 right up to sort of size 22. So there's a large range of sizes. And I tend to find I have a very wide range of ages of people who like the clothes, ranging from my son's girlfriends and the younger right through to people like my mother and some of her friends who buy it as well. So, you know, I can usually find there's most things in there that just suit people.
Yes, and that's quite unusual, isn't it, for a clothing range to actually suit
different generations?
It
is, yes, yeah. They also do, I don't tend to do so many of the children's clothes, but they also do a little girl's clothing range, which goes actually to a lady's size 12, which is actually one of the pieces I've got on today.
Oh, right, okay. Yes, because that's very unusual, because normally sort of people over 50 find it very difficult to find clothes that are going to suit them.
Yes, in the retailers.
Yes,
but yeah. I think Captain Tortue's definitely got something there for everybody.
Yes. And what sort of prices are we talking about?
Well, I think they're very reasonable, sort of starting off around sort of £35 for a T-shirt. I think the dearest thing we've had is a bright red faux leather jacket, which has been a very rock chic, and that was about £109, I think.
Oh, right, so it's
so
very
really,
reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing. I've never had anything over £120. So I think, you know, it's most people find it a reasonably priced clothes.
And what sort of marketing activity do you do to promote the clothes?
I've got a Facebook page. I'm starting to do Instagram. I'm getting into Instagram with the help of my sons. But word of mouth, definitely. Just talking to people about what you do. My hairdresser put me in touch with somebody who's interested in fashion, and she's trying to start something for herself. So we're going to team up together and do something together in the autumn. So it's a lot of it is chatting to people.
Yes, and networking.
Definitely networking.
Yes, yes, and you mentioned earlier that you do events. So you do events, obviously invitation only to your own house.
Yes, yes.
And how often do you do those?
I do a launch usually sort of end of August, beginning of September. I then will do probably one a week, maybe something like that. It depends what the demand is, and then I'll do individual. You know, people will phone me up and they'll say, "Lindsay, I haven't seen your new collection. You know, can I pop round sometime?" So I sort of do a one to one, or just, you know, you don't always. People invite me to their homes. You don't always need lots of people to have an event. You know, two or three people, you can have a fantastic time.
So other people then could organise their friends to come,
yes,
and then you would come round.
Yes, I come round, I bring my rail. You know, I do a demonstration. They then get to try lots of different outfits on. And basically it's lots of fun for me and it's lots of fun for them.
And how long does it take to receive the clothes after buying them?
Most of it comes, at the beginning of the season, most of it comes within a week.
Right.
They're very quick at shipping it out. As the season goes on, things do start running out quickly or things go onto what we call back order. But, you know, they're pretty good. They try to keep it flowing as well as possible.
Okay, so you've seen the winter-autumn collection. So what are your predictions then for the next season?
Next season, I think there's going to be a lot more sort of casual sportswear on the high street. People seem to be wearing sportswear more and more. You see it in a lot of magazines, and I myself find it very comfortable, and it's very easy just to pull on something. As I said, there's quite a few knits coming in, a few big bold patterns that Captain Tutu do. I noticed in the collection there's quite a lot of Moroccan ethnic influence coming through. So there's some of that going on.
And what sort of colours are in?
Colours, wine, red, blue, that lovely sort of pale blue it seemed to be quite popular.
Right, and also you mentioned earlier the popcorn wool.
The popcorn wool.
What is that exactly?
It's just a wool, and it kind of just looks a bit like popcorn when it's sort of slightly bobbly. It's quite hard to describe, but it is lovely, and it's very cosy. There's a lot of fur. There seems to be a lot of fur still on the coming in through the collection as well.
Yes.
A lot of accessories, you know, scarves and hats and things.
So. Oh, well, it sounds very exciting.
Yes.
So you'll have to give us your Facebook page when we're at the end,
yes,
so that people
we'll
can
do.
Look at the new collections that sound really,
yes,
really good.
Yes.
And so what's your advice then for anyone wanting to do what you've done?
Just get on with it and do it. It's great fun. As I say, I've met a lovely group of girls. We all help each other out. We all help each other out when we need to, and it's very supportive. They give you lots of training. And yes, if anyone wants to have a go, just give me a call and we can get together and have a coffee. I can show you the collection, we can chat. Just word of mouth, I think.
Do you have any tips for anyone wanting to do it?
If you want to do it, I would definitely have a go. And it's boost your confidence. The more you do it, the more confident you get and the more fun you have.
Right. And is this something you thought you'd be doing 10 or 15 years ago?
No, never.
Because what job did you start off doing?
Oh, I was
right
a hair. I've always been involved. I was a hairdresser, I worked in makeup as well. And I ran a. I've always been involved in retail. I ran an antique shop for a friend, and so I've always been involved in fashion or retail of some sort.
Oh, I see. So
that's very much my background.
That must have been a very useful background then.
Yes.
I would
very.
Think. You know, with the being a hairdresser.
Being a hairdresser, yeah, makeup and skincare and stuff.
Okay, and what's your next event then?
My next event will be my launch, which I haven't actually set a date for yet, because we wait till we've just got the collection in usually, and then I sort of set a tentative date, and then I as soon as I've got the collection in my hands, I then say, right, let's go with it.
Okay, and it's amazing how far ahead the fashion industry actually works, isn't it?
Yes, it works a good 2 years ahead. I think they have to.
Mm, because after the winter, this is now the winter autumn in August, so
yes.
Presumably then your spring...
Spring summer will be beginning of February.
Beginning of February?
Yes, so we'll have the launch for the spring summer in, I think, December usually, where we will get together and we'll have a big fashion show.
Right, okay.
Not always in France, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a
might
shame.
Be again. Hopefully they'll invite us back.
Yes, I'm sure if the feedback is that positive,
yes,
they might
think
about it.
I think everybody really enjoyed it,
yes.
With the atmosphere of actually being there.
Yes.
So, yes, so we'll have December, we'll see the new collection, and then we get it end of January to start again in the beginning of February.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it. Now, what is the Facebook page,
Jackie,
if people want to get more information?
My Facebook page is Lindsay at Captain Tortue, where, you know, you can message me there if you would like to have an event, or you know, if you've got any interest in just having a chat and becoming a consultant. Or you can go to the Captain Tortue. They have their own Facebook page or the actual Captain Tortue website.
Yes, and the website is www.en.captaintortuegroup.com.
That's right, yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much,
lovely.
Lindsay.
Thank you, Jackie, very much.
That was Lindsay Allsop from Captain Tortue.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.